Hi there, everyone. Welcome back to this bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for your continued support of the channel. So over the last couple of weeks, we've seen the antics of what I believe to be the government-sanctioned so-called echo warriors of Insulate Britain, which is essentially Extinction Rebellion by another name. And you will recall the images of them blocking the very busy M25 orbital motorway that circles London, and they did it, I think, 3 days in a row, causing massive traffic congestion. Before the police eventually deigned to move against them and remove them from the motorway. I wonder if that would have been, for example, people opposed to the experimental gene therapy blocking the motorway. How long do you think they would have been allowed to do that before they would have been swept off the road? But 3 days, 3 days is what the Extinction Rebellion, so-called Insulate Britain, eco-fascists were given. But now I read that they're back at work. This time it's not the M25. No. It's the Port of Dover. Yeah, the Port of Dover. So, echo protesters this morning have blocked the Port of Dover, the main entry to the United Kingdom, for goods, despite the nationwide trucker shortage. Not sure what that's got to do with anything, actually. Yeah, cops attempted to drag them away from the busiest port in Europe as they brought freight lorries grinding to a halt. And I'm looking at images of them with all their little ever so professionally printed out barriers and with their high vis vests on. And there was apparently groups of around 40, of what the media called echo warriors. I call them echo scum, blocking our busiest ports. At the Eastern Docks roundabout in Kent, as well as the junction with Union Street for the Western Docks. So they were effectively targeting the ways in and out of Dover Port. A spokesperson for the group apologised for the disruption we are causing. But listen, you know, they're fighting for the planet, so they have to do these things. So yet again, they've plonked themselves right on the road. Angry motorists quickly lost patience and confronted the, quote, disrespectful demonstrators. Well, this is maybe what it's going to require. Maybe it's going to need motorists to take them off the road, because the police seem reluctant to do their job. And that's because they are reluctant to do their job. I consider to suggest that the government is broadly happy with this because it keeps the green agenda top of mind. And that's, remember, what Kerry and Boris are all about. This group, which is to say, to my mind, it's all part of the Extinction Rebellion mob. This group is demanding the government immediately promises to fully fund the insulation of all social housing in Britain by 2025. It wants ministers to agree to produce within 4 months a legally binding national plan for a low-carbon retrofit of all homes by 2030. So again, two things. Number one, the government is demanding the government spends your taxes, the money, the tax that the government takes from you. This group is demanding where it goes. It's also imposing timetables on government as well. And then they go on to say, this is the most ridiculous aspect. We are blocking Dover this morning to highlight that fuel poverty is killing people in Dover and across the UK. We need a Churchillian response. We must tell the truth about the urgent horror of the climate emergency. Yet here's the urgent horror of the climate emergency. There is none. There's no climate emergency. There's a government emergency. There's a fuel energy crisis caused by government, because government listens to clowns like this. But what they're talking about, change at necessary speed and scale requires economic disruption. Classic Marxist tactics, by the way. We wish it wasn't true, but it is. It's why the 2000 fuel protests got a U-turn in policy and gave Blair his biggest challenge as Prime Minister. We're sorry for what we're doing, but it's the only way. It's the only way. It seems, and then they try to conflate different things. This is all about drawing attention to how poorly insulated homes are, causing ill health, misery and early death for many thousands of people. We are failing the country's cold, hungry families and elderly, and then, of course, the usual trope, placing an enormous burden on the NHS. Because someone doesn't have a triple glazed window, the NHS is under burden? Sod off. And then, of course, these. But what bothers me about these people is they're indulged. You know, rather than being ridiculed, well, they're entitled to their opinion. Let's be clear. I respect people's right to hold opinions, no matter how barmy they are. But these people are actively targeting and disrupting our society. They're disrupting main motorways. Now they're disrupting ports. I suspect they might disrupt airports. And they can do this with what seems to be they're organized. So there's a structure behind this. This is not a bunch of randos just turning up. This is organized. This is organized disruption, and it's carried out by a group with, I believe, a narrative which the government is not unsympathetic about. And therein lies the problem, I think. I think the government uses groups like this. It then pretends to face them down, but it doesn't really. And in doing so, it uses them as like a cutting edge for its more radical eco-lunacy. And so it is anyway. As a time of recording, Doverport has been severely disrupted at a time of disruption anyway by these lunatics from this eco lunacy organization. So that's what I think. Do let me know what you think, and catch up with you soon.